With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Netherlands Foreign Minister Casper Veldkamp says the U.S. decision to lift constraints on Ukraine's use of long-range missiles is an important step.
President Putin, in general, only listens to facts on the ground. And I think, therefore, that it is very important, the news, that the U.S. also does not use limitations anymore for weapons delivered to Ukraine to defend itself also on Russian territory, the territory of the aggressor.
Washington easing limits on what Ukraine can strike with U.S.-made weaponry, U.S. officials have told the Associated Press. That comes after months of ruling out such a move over fears of escalating the conflict and bringing about a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. The UK government has hit Iran with new sanctions for sending ballistic missiles and other weapons to Russia in support of its war against Ukraine. The Foreign Office will freeze assets for Iran's national airline and state-owned shipping company. Also at SRNnews.com, just days after announcing a civil fine against Ford for moving too slowly on a recall, the U.S. government unveiling two investigations.
The government's opening two investigations into Ford recalls that may not have worked or covered enough vehicles. The largest investigation covers thousands of Ford Bronco Sport SUVs and Maverick small pickups. In April, Ford recalled some Bronco Sports from model years 2021 through 24 and Mavericks from 2022 and 23. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there have been five complaints from owners whose vehicles lost power after getting the recall fix. The other investigation covers thousands of Ford Expeditions from 2019 through 2020. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. Do you trust scientists?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that an Indiana law banning sex exchange operations on children can remain in effect. The decision by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that the law's restrictions are within the purview of the Indiana General Assembly and do not infringe on the constitutional rights of transgender children, their parents, or medical providers. A growing number of states are passing laws that prevent anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing a sex change operation. This is SRN News. People in Senegal are moving in a parliamentary election that will decide whether the country's president will be able to carry out ambitious reforms 6 months after he was voted in on an anti-established platform.
Provisional results suggest the PASTEF party of President Bassirou Diomaye Faye is likely to emerge with an absolute majority of parliamentary seats, giving him a strong mandate to implement the radical agenda of economic and social reform on which he was elected in March. Mr. Diomaye Faye and his Prime Minister, Ousmane Sonko, had struggled to get their reforms passed in recent months in the opposition-dominated parliament. However, the new government will face significant challenges in a country racked by high levels of unemployment and shaky public finances.
The BBC's Kat Winer. Poland's health authorities urging polio vaccinations for kids after the virus was detected in Warsaw's sewage during regular testing this month. More details at SRNnews.com.